I'd just like to share a few thoughts with you today from the pen of a man of God by the name of Philip Keller. Philip Keller was a shepherd by profession and also a great man of God. He had wonderful insight into the scriptures and also into the natural world around him. He wrote quite a number of books over the years. I'm not sure how many of them are still available or are still in print, but some of the most well-known: a shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm, a shepherd looks at the Lamb of God, a shepherd looks at the Good Shepherd, and then another little book entitled Lessons from a Sheepdog, which is a really, really wonderful little book. But I've got a devotional here by Philip Keller, Songs of My Soul. Picked it up for just about £1.50 one time in a Christian bookshop in Belfast. And there's a little devotional that I just would like to share with you today regarding the cedars of Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon are spoken of oftentimes in scripture, and of course the cedar tree is known for its stature, its grandeur, it's known for its resilience, its strength, and we trust that God will just bless these few simple thoughts to our hearts at this time. The devotional is entitled The Water of Life. And Philip Keller, speaking about the trees, says, "All trees, like the cedars of Lebanon, may derive water from their environment in a variety of ways. The water may be in the form of the still, silvery dew that descends during the night to settle softly on the outstretched boughs. It may be in the clouds and mists and fog that sweep in off the sea to swathe the forest in misty veils. It may be in the summer showers or the winter showers. It may come through underground springs or rushing streams that cascade down the mountainside where roots reach out to draw refreshment from the flow. But a point to remember is that the tree does not hoard this moisture for itself. The vast network of running roots beneath the soil often exceeds the outspread canopy of the trunk, branches and leaves spread to the sky. And vast quantities of water are lifted through the framework of the tree to be transpired out into the surrounding air. This moisture, along with the discharge of oxygen, is what gives the forest atmosphere such a fresh fragrance." Here we discover striking parallels in the life of the eager, earnest Christian who is thirsting after righteousness, eager to grow into the likeness of Christ. God's word tells us explicitly that such shall be satisfied. "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Matthew 5:6. Again in Isaiah 44:3. "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." In the spiritual realm, what is the counterpart of water to a tree? It is life eternal. It is everlasting life. It is the very resurrection life of Christ himself imparted to mortal man. It is the new life in Christ made available to me by his death and through his blood shed on Calvary. You think about how the tree needs water to survive and how it gets that water in a variety of different ways. It might be through the root system, it might be the mist, it might be through the fog, it might be through fresh summer showers, it might be through storm, wind and gale as the rain comes cascading in. But nevertheless, the tree, even that cedar of Lebanon, benefits from the water that it receives. But it doesn't merely keep the water to itself. It uses that water to grow, to develop, to give off freshness, oxygen to the forest around it. And so it is with the Christian. Whatever we're going through in life, there's undoubtedly blessings there for us. It may be that the Lord comes and nurtures us and draws alongside us with his tender presence. It may be that the Lord speaks to us in a wonderful way through his word. It may be through storm, it may be through trial, that the Lord strengthens us and even nourishes us and pours out his spirit upon us. But the blessings of the Lord are not to be kept to ourselves. They're to enable us to stand for him in an ungodly day and to shine for him and for the fragrance of Christ to be found in us and to emanate from us. We trust today that whoever you are, whatever you're going through as a Christian, that the Lord will bless you with the dew of heaven, that the Lord will refresh you with heavenly showers, that the Lord will enable you to have a firm foundation in his word, that the Saviour himself will draw alongside you and fellowship with you, and that your life might be a blessing to those around you. We'll see you again very soon, and thank you for joining us today.